This is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Once again, another weekend edition here in the month of April, April 9th, 2022. Eddie Greer the third here, a double header of Purple Project Podcast Daily Saturday here. And just to resume the mini series of my favorite moments from the 2021-22 basketball season, respectively, for the men's and women's basketball team. It is Saturday, which means, yep, back to the men in number four. My fifth one, go check that out. If you have not heard that already, listen to that or heard that, go back, listen to it already. So there's that. I'll leave it at that. So my number four favorite moment here for the Cats. Of course, last week I said, talked about Nigel Pack in that number five favorite moment. Number four, K-State. And this was actually going up the ladder a little bit. This was probably the most most difficult one. But I probably would put Texas Tech win right there among the others. And that's number four. Texas Tech came into K-State. And I remember, I believe it was snowing that night of December. I want to say it was January. Now that I have it back on my laptop here. Yes, January 15th, 2022. That was basically 3 months ago. Almost 4 months ago now. The beginning of the year, K-State was struggling coming in here. And kind of lost a little bit more momentum coming into the non-con, obviously. And before that, that heartbreaker. Yes, that heartbreaker there against... Actually, two heartbreakers there. West Virginia was one of them when they blew a 15-point lead on the road, and then TCU came in there. K-State should have won that, which in the last, 30 seconds gave up, a total of 8 points, a matter of 45 seconds there. So you thought, coming in here, Texas Tech was red hot because they had upset, two top 10 opponents, and one of those was KU, I believe, if I wasn't mistaken. So, yeah, Texas Tech was hot coming in Bramlage, and it was cold. Snowy, cold, and K-State took care of business there. It seems like everything was against the backs against the wall. And particularly when Bruce Weber's back against the wall, they respond with an expected win that we did not expect. And this was one of them. And Texas Tech, later on, as we do know, almost came close to making the Final Four this year. But they got lost. They lost to Duke in a hard-fought battle in the, I want to say, Texas Tech got to the Sweet 16. Thought they made the Elite Eight, but now that I remember now, it's not too long ago that Texas Tech almost took Duke to the brink there and knocking them out of the Sweet 16, but Duke had other ideas. But yeah, back to January, mid-January, K-State had other ideas there that, you know, K-State, and especially off the bench there, Mike McGraw hit a key big shots in the first half of this basketball game here as McGraw had 10 points off the bench. You don't get those 10 points. This game is a different story here. Mike McGraw was huge, in particular in that first half of the game. Mark Smith hit a big-time three late to close things down against the other Smith, the head coach over there. I keep forgetting his first name for whatever reason. But, yeah, he did a fantastic job with that team. This year, for whatever reason, Texas Tech, they continued to build off that success, and I kind of doubted them, in my opinion, coming in here. Obviously, Chris Beard jumping ship from Texas Tech to Texas, and he thought it would drop off. They kept that squad kept that ship afloat, and that defense was probably better than ever there over there. But K-State was step for step with them at that. To me, when Bruce Weber's defense is on, K-State's on, K-State can be one of the better defenders, defensive teams in the Big 12 here. They held Texas Tech to 39% shooting from the field and only 23% from three. K-State, not much better, but better than Texas Tech that day, 42% from the field and only 34% shooting from three-point range. Leading the score was Nigel Pack with 14 in this game. Mark Smith, 12. Mike McGraw had 10 in this one. And then, of course, Marquise Noel. I'll throw him in there. He had 7 in this one here. K-State really bowled up defensively throughout this game and came a defensive showdown. And it became who can make the big shots down the stretch. And K-State this day made the big shots happen in this basketball game when taking this game. So, you know, I had doubt that I'm like, oh, you know, K-State ain't going to win this game. You know, Texas Tech, you know, they're hot. They're red hot. They have all the momentum right now. And they feel, let's take care of K-State. Nope, K-State had other ideas in Bramlage, and they really heated up from the field, especially in the first half. And then they put the clamps down on the Raiders in the second half of the ball game. So that win against Texas Tech is my 4th favorite moment from the season, from the K-State men's basketball season there. Upsetting Texas Tech there to get their first conference win in the Big 12. The Pearl Project Podcast, you can get it wherever you get your podcast there. You can add it to your list of K-State podcasts, wherever you're listening to, wherever it's here in Manhattan, Junction City, Wamego, or outside the state of Kansas, or wherever you're a big fan of K-State, make sure you are subscribed to the Pearl Project Podcast for more updates of what's going on as well. We'll be definitely be diving in a lot more. Obviously, I'm getting ready for the OKC Marathon here in 2 weeks from Sunday. So I'll be releasing a lot of content, and especially that week, because I'm going to be doing not that much running-wise anyway, so I'm going to have an opportunity to do that in court a lot and then have that set in stone. So when I'm going to Oklahoma City, that's taken care of y'all. I might even have y'all set for that Monday as well. But, yeah, definitely keep you guys afloat of that. I will preview that race that I'm going to be taking a part of as well. So I'm definitely excited for that. And we'll see what happens. Obviously, I did it daily earlier. As I speak right now, they are in the middle of game 2 of the K-State Texas Tech baseball game down in Lubbock, so I'm recording this right around that time. I do not know the score of that right at this moment, but you will get a recap of it tomorrow on the Pearl Project Podcast. And then, of course, on top of that, make sure you are, again, if you are subscribed to the podcast, we do have our new episode up now, episode 95 of the Pearl Project Podcast weekly edition, featuring, of course, previewing this series between Texas. That's a good transition. Already in the transition, Texas Tech. Speaking of them, well, we're playing them in baseball right now, so definitely check that out as well. And of course, we got on that, we preview our teams. Me and Alex talk about Red Royals and Braves as well, and so much in that episode. There are a lot covered in that episode as well, so definitely check that out along with others that you missed as well. They're in the archives now as well. That's going to do it for right now. Appreciate y'all. Go Cats. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. The Pearl Project Podcast continues.